What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Jack Mary is Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Keith Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I am your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Iconic or you're listening to us wherever podcasts are served, thanks so much. We appreciate you checking us out. This episode is brought to you by Chemical Free Body. And I'll tell you what, this is normally the point where I would do the ad read and I would explain to you a little bit about the products and the services. But I'm going to do way better than that because I have the founder of Chemical Free Body right here, right now, Tim James. Tim, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing great, and I'm really excited to be on your show to share.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we've all been cooped up in our homes for a couple of months. I think people are now starting to come out to throw bricks through windows and things like that. But, you know, our brick throwing arm is not really loosened up and warmed up. We've been out of the gym for a while. So I thought it would be interesting to have you come on and just talk to us a little bit about the health of this country. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? I've written a book. My first book, I went into, I spent at least two chapters talking about companies like Monsanto and talking about GMO products and the poisons that they're putting into us. And I think that there's this assumption from the average American that, you know, we have the FDA. They're overseeing the food supply. Yes, we hear about genetically modified organisms, but Monsanto tells us that this is how we're able to feed the 7 or 8 billion people that are on the planet. And without this, you know, without this new version of food, all these other people would starve. So we need to pat Monsanto on the back and tell them what a great job they're doing. But the people in our little world, our little conspiratorial world, they see through all that nonsense and they understand that there's something a little bit more nefarious going on. Let's just start right off the bat. What are GMO foods and are they as bad for us as we are starting to discover that they are? Or are they?
My answer is emphatically yes. And to give your listeners just a quick 30-second backstory so they know like my credentials is that I actually grew up on a cattle and hay farm in Eastern Oregon, hunting and fishing. And it was like our motto was, if it flies, it dies, it's brown, it's down. And it was hunting and fishing all the time. And I played baseball at a high level. And I grew up on the standard American diet. And meat was a big part of my life. So at age 37, I found myself with was tired, wasn't sleeping well. I had eczema on both of my elbows, a big patch on my left knee. And then I had this other skin issue on my shoulder. It was gross. It was like fat bubbling up. It was disgusting. Big belly. And then acid reflux really bad. And then I got to the point where I was actually shitting blood. like when I would go to the bathroom. And this went on for 2 years, and I had my head buried in the sand because I'm a tough guy, you know, and you guys don't have problems. We don't let anybody know that kind of stuff, where I was raised up. And then finally I found myself, on a vacation with my wife, just south of Ecuador in a country called, it's called Tumbes in northern Peru. And I had to be basically life driven in a van at night, and then life flighted to a hospital in Lima to get an organ removed. And I was completely out of control. And what I realized at that point was, I don't like operations. It was super scary. I don't ever want to do that again. And my poor health ruined ruined everybody's trip, not just mine. So my poor decisions health-wise were affecting everybody else around me, not just me. But I still didn't get it at that point. Now, fast forward, then my buddy Kalei got cancer on my baseball team. He was one of my teammates. And this guy was a 40-year-old chiseled stallion. I mean, he was like the underwear model on the team, just really built. And he got cancer and died and left three little boys behind from ages 6 to 17. So that was the first time in my life somebody had passed away of cancer that was my age, right? Roughly.
Right.
Mostly my grandma died of brain cancer, my aunt died of skin cancer, and I've had other people in my life die of cancer, but first time somebody my age. Okay. So that was a terrible deal. We did a fundraiser and it was horrible. Then fast forward right after that, my best friend Charles gets diagnosed with this chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is a blood cancer and supposedly incurable at the time. And I don't know what they got going on now, but anyway, so he's like, geez, Tim, I don't want to die. So I'm going to try to heal naturally. And I'm going to go to this institute in Florida called the Hippocrates Health Institute. It's like this 65-year-old detox nutrition clinic that put you on purified water, green juices and sprouted foods and healthy stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, whatever you need, I'm there. I got your back. I had no idea what I was getting into. No, and we get on the plane flight and he's like, oh, by the way, when we get there, there's no meat, no dairy, no salt, no sugar, nothing cooked over 115 degrees. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what the hell am I going to eat? Right. You know, this is a guy that I have my own branding iron. If you come over and I make steaks, it's going to say TJ in it, right? And, you know, it's like I make my own jerky or my own sausage, pepperoni. We have all the meat saws and the grinders and all this deal. So there's no meat at this place. And so I'm freaked out, but I'm sitting there thinking to myself, just forget about it. You got your buddy with cancer. Just you'll eat salads or something. So long story short, day one, my acid indigestion, all those Tums and Rolaids I was taking 24/7, gone. I went through 3 or 4 days of a healing crisis, what they call it. I had night sweats. I was irritable, like cold and flu-like symptoms. And I had it way less than most people. Some people had rashes breaking out of their body. You're changing the internal terrain of the body, Charlie, from acidic to alkaline, and that makes it inhospitable to harmful organisms like viruses, bacteria, molds, yeast, fungus, mutagens, cancer, and parasites. So it's pretty nasty, but you see people like, you know, when you're going poop, like white fluffy stuff covering their poop. These are little tiny parasites, or the big long parasites are coming out. I saw a parasite actually crawling out of a lady's eye at the institute. So the body starts becoming inhospitable. So these harmful organisms, they pack their bags and they leave. And I was like, how could this podunk place like help people heal from cancer and all these debilitating diseases? Well, they don't help anybody heal anything. They help you plug back into nature and build up your freaking immune system. That's what I learned. Okay. And it's really simple and it's not rocket science. So what they taught me was is how I could heal myself. And within those first week, just in 7 days, I'd lost 11 pounds. My energy skyrocketed. I felt like I was 19. And I looked at Charles and I said, dude, you're going to beat this. And I'm going to do this whole thing with you. I'm going to give up all meat except for bacon. I'm going to keep that.
Reasonable.
Yeah. And I'm doing this deal with you because I hadn't felt so good in my whole life since I was younger. And we stuck with it. And a little over, well, for me, first off, in 60 days, both of my skin issues and my elbows were gone. The one on my shoulder was gone. I couldn't even believe it. Like my body just was healing up. 8 months later, the big patch of eczema on my knee was gone. My energy, I went from wearing larges and extra large shirts back down to mediums shirts like I did in high school and college, like I'm wearing now. And I've been able to maintain this for 10 years. But the cool thing was, is my buddy who had this so-called incurable cancer, no radiation, no chemo, no surgery or anything like that. He healed himself naturally in a little over 2 years. And even before he was healed, he wanted to run a marathon. So he ran the 2012 Portland Marathon. I don't know how the hell he talked me into doing it, but I did it with him. And it was one of the most epic moments of my life, crossing that finish line with him. It was just like we started the journey together and we finished the journey. In fact, I just had him on my podcast shooting an episode, kind of telling our backstory and how the whole, my whole company got started was because of him. Like if he, his getting cancer was the best thing that ever happened to him and me, because now we're both living our lives full tilt. He went from cancer and bankruptcy to now he's got a successful business, doing really well. And he picked up guitar and started playing guitar. I picked up guitar. He's got his own band now. He's playing and just living life. And now he's back into investing in properties and doing cool stuff. And, and he's happy. And he got to see this, see his son graduate college, and he's not dead, you know? Yeah. So it was a pretty cool thing. And he healed himself. So that's what we learned at the Institute is heal yourself. You're the only one that can do it. That's it. Yeah. So to answer your question about GMOs is that that's my background. And for 10 years, I've been living this and breathing it and becoming a human experiment. Now it's like I'm all healed up. How young can I look and how healthy can I get? And how can I make it simple for other people that are confused out there with all the talking heads all over the internet and social media and on television? What actually works, and give them a doable action plan. So I'd like to give them a few steps today later. So yeah, that's my background. Did you have anything before I jump into GMOs?
Well, no. Well, yeah, your background is pretty impressive. So what? We'll get to the GMOs in a second. Let's stay on your background because this is fascinating to me. So you go to what's it called?
Hippocrates Health Institute. It's named after that father of medicine, you know, Hippocrates, where they take the Hippocratic Oath. The doctors do, you know, I will do no harm. But they also forgot about he also said, let thy food be thy medicine, thy medicine be thy food, and they give you synthetics. So they're kind of confused on that part.
Yeah. So you did that, and that was in Florida. And what year was this?
2011.
Okay. Had you not gone there, had you not started on this journey, what would your life be like at this moment?
Well, I would probably be around 50 to 60 pounds overweight, would be my best guess. I could have a heart attack or died of heart. I could have I don't know, man. I mean, it was like, what they told me was I was molding from the inside out. In fact, Dr. Scott, who is this big buff dude, and he was like, he just turned 50 the day I was there. He taught a class called Internal Awareness. It was 3.5 hours long. And after that class, I was like, where the hell's this information at? How come nobody taught me this in school? How come my mom and dad don't? It's so simple. He just teaches you from the time you eat something, what happens with your teeth and the juices in your mouth and enzymes that get secreted all the way through your stomach and the hydrochloric acid and pepsin and shaking and baking and the duodenum, that 1 foot magical tube that takes the food from acid to alkaline into the small intestine and, you know, all the way through until it exits. And they explained everything. And he said, most of you have 10 pounds of crap in a 5 pound bag. And that's, he's talking about the colon. And they were talking about colon hydrotherapy. And I got a little freaked out and I elbowed Charles. I said, look, dude, I'm going to help you with this whole thing, but I am not putting, I'm not doing that. But when that guy got done talking, I'm like, I'm all in. And I was the first person to sign up because this guy looked like he was 40, but he was 50. And everybody at the Institute that had been working there a long time looked that way. So I decided in 7 years, because they said it takes about 7 years to replace every cell in the body, I could either be a new Tim James or I could be the same Tim James with all my health issues, popping Tums and Rolaids. I want to be like them. So I just copied what they were doing. I implemented it in my lifestyle at home. Everything that touches my skin goes down my throat, whether it's toothpaste or shampoos. I read all the labels and I replaced all that crap. And everything I had was toxic. I had no idea. My shampoo, like sodium lauryl sulfate, that was a freaking carcinogen, a cancer causer. I go home, sure enough, it's in my shampoo. Damn it. You know, I look at my toothpaste, fluoride, and it says on the toothpaste, harmful if swallowed, contact poison control center. But you're swallowing a little bit of it every time you brush your damn teeth. And I'm like, shit. And I threw that out and I just replaced all that stuff. And the new stuff that I got tastes better, feels better. And it just works better. And I changed my foods. I changed my lifestyle. I changed everything. I started juicing twice a day, doing these green juices twice a day, wheatgrass shots, all kinds of stuff. And I healed up so fast it'd make your head spin. And then my buddy's like cancer free. And so, I don't know. It was just, I felt I had to start telling people about it. So that's how the whole thing got started.
That's it's funny because I've written about fluoride. I've written, you know, the fluoride conversation or debate, and I feel like it's a short one with somebody. I just have a really hard time explaining to somebody how it makes any sense that we're adding a neurotoxin to our toothpaste because what, our government wants to take care of our teeth? Get the fuck out of here with that. That's the craziest story I've ever heard. None of that makes any sense.
And it's like a waste product from the aluminum industry.
Exactly. It is. It is exactly that. And it is, it just seems like the last thing in the world that you would want to do anything with, let alone put it in your teeth and then say to kids, make sure you have your fluoride rinse, you know, like, oh yeah. So we can dumb them down to, you know, so that they can go into the school system and be molded into the shape the government wants them to. So it sounds like, you know, I think when people talk, when people envision these changes that they make to themselves, it, like some, if somebody's thinking about you going through this process, it might sound a little overwhelming, right? It might sound like, I don't know if I'm willing to commit to that. But you've found a way to at least help people get their foot in the door with this, start the nutrition aspect and start to try and de-chemical their lives and everything. And when you look at it and you break it down into these little incremental steps, it's really not that difficult, is it?
No, it's actually really easy. And this would be a good place to segue into these core four secrets that we get everybody on. Like, I have people that pay me thousands of dollars a month. And here's the deal. This is the first four things we have them do. Okay. Number one is drinking adequate amounts of purified and restructured water. This is paramount. Okay. Because our body's made of mostly what? It's water. Water. Right. Even our bones are like 22% water. Our brain's like 80%, you know, so we're about 70, 75% water, depending on who you talk to. And what water we are drinking today is polluted. I mean, it's bad. And then in cities, people don't realize that these high pressure pipes are coagulating these water molecules, making them big, and they can't get through the intestinal lining like a chain link fence. It's like trying to throw a bowling ball against a chain link fence and it won't go through. So when you restructure the water, it makes it really tiny like sand, then you throw it through the fence, it goes right through. And we need to get it into the system so it can get into the bloodstream and into the cells to hydrate the cells so you can burn calories effectively, get into the lymphatic system to remove toxins effectively, and have a hydrated colon so you can evacuate waste of matter effectively. And when we're dehydrated, guess where the first place our body goes to get water? It's the colon. So, and the Royal Society of Medicine says that about 85% of disease starts in the colon. And that's why that guy, Dr. Scott, was like, hey, you got 10 pounds of crap in a 5 pound bag. You got to get out. And the best way to do it is just a gentle internal water bath, in, out, in, out. I lost 10 pounds of fecal material in 50 minutes on that colon hydrotherapy machine. They weigh you before and after.
Wow.
I mean, I was
I've done those before. I didn't do the weighing part, but I've done those before. And you come out of there feeling, I mean, first of all, you start and you're like, oh, this is kind of uncomfortable. And yeah, this is a little weird. And you don't necessarily advertise it to all your friends and family that you're going to do it. But then afterwards, you're like, that's got to be good for me, right? Yeah. I mean, it can't be bad for me. I've done it, I don't know, half a dozen times. And I was like, every time I came out feeling like, I'm ready to rock, you know?
Yeah, you feel, it's like a dog just got a bath and he's running around the house, rolling all over the place. It feels good. Right. No, but it works. You know, I think the record was one lady at the Institute had like 26 or 28 pounds of impacted fecal material she lost after one 50-minute colon hydrotherapy session.
Holy moly.
It was freaking crazy. So anyway, number one. All her life
would have been telling her that she's full of shit. They were right.
Yeah, we all are. I mean,
we all are.
So that's core secret number one, is drink half your body weight in liquid ounces of purified and restructured water. And the key word here is purified. And I believe that triple purification is the way to go, because there's like three types that I know of that are purified: reverse osmosis, distillation, and deionization. Any one of those is only going to pull out 90% of the contaminants. Well, I don't want 10%, right? Mm-hmm. That's why I read labels and do all this stuff. I don't want any of that crap in my, I don't want no chemicals in my body. I'm trying to get them out. So if you pull out 90%, you got 10% left. You run it through another purification, you pull out 90% of the 10, you're left with 1%. You do it again, you pull out 90% of that 0.1. That's how you get 99.9% purified water. Then you run it through the restructuring deal, and then you got this badass water. You drink it, it disappears, and it shows up an hour or two later. It's went through your entire system. And actually, when you're taking like products like ours, any supplementation, you get 80% more absorption when you have this system put together where it's purified and restructured. It's pretty powerful.
And how that's do people get one. That? How do people, where would somebody go to get structured restructured water?
I have this gal that I get mine from. Her name's Danusha. It's like Polish for Donna. It also means rainbow in some other language, but it's, okay. And she has a website. It's www.danusha, D-A-N, don't want to mess this up, O-U-C-H-A.com, Danusha. So it's like Dan, ouch, that's how I remember. Okay. It's like an ouch in the middle, Danusha.com. So I just get my water from her. And if they can just, if they want to mention, say, hey, I heard about you on, you know, Charlie's podcast, sure, with Tim James, she'll be like, she's like toxin free lady. That's how we met. And, she turned me on. I already had the purifier, but she turned me on to the restructuring, device that also like charges it with molecular hydrogen. So this water that I'm, and I have some right here, this is purified, restructured, alkalized, and charged with molecular hydrogen. So you drink this shit, I mean, it is like freaking rocket fuel all by itself.
Why don't we have this? Why doesn't that come out of our tap, for God's sakes? I mean, why is it that much more expensive? Is it that difficult to do? Like, why is this news for everybody? Like, everyone that's going to be watching or listening to this is going to be like, I've never heard of this stuff. Why is that? Why can't we just get this?
Well, it's just not mainstream stuff. I mean, because the, you know, it's just not out there. But it took me 10 years. I mean, this is like I'm on my fifth water system. I bought a whole purification. I mean, I bought a distillation unit one time, but then I asked the guys like, well, I got the distillation unit, but where's the toxins go? He's like, oh, they go out that vapor valve. And I'm like, shit, that's going in my house. I don't want to breathe that shit in. this doesn't make sense to me. Plus, those things are a pain in the ass to clean. So that's why I got rid of the distillation. I like user-friendly things, you know? Right. It's just easier. I got enough things to do. So, but you know, I've spent a lot of money on water, and I think water is one of the biggest things, the first things, and it's probably the most expensive purchase you're going to have in your health journey, mm-hmm. but it's the most important and it's foundational. So all of my private students, I get them to get the triple purified restructured water, and they just freaking poof, just that alone takes off. So that's number one. So drink half your body weight in liquid ounces daily. So if you're a 200-pound person, that's 100 ounces a day. And if you're a 100-pound person, 50 ounces a day. If you live in hot, arid climates, or you're a triathlete, or, you know, super hard training at something, you probably go up to 120, 125% of that. You'd be good. Okay. Gotcha. Less than 5% of the population is adequately hydrated. So we have 95% of the population, Charlie, is has chronic issues. It's called cellular dehydration. This is a plague that's affecting us. So just by changing your water and drinking purified water, you're going to change your life, period, right there. If you don't get anything else out of this podcast, I'm telling you, you get that shit in place and it's mm-hmm. game over already. You're going to be feeling better. And the difference between not being hydrated and hydrated could be the difference between finding your car keys and looking around for the damn things for 15 minutes. That's how important water is. And disease begins in the colon, right? So anyway, that's number one. Core secret number two is chewing your food until liquefied. I learned all about these wonderful teeth we have and how that when you chew and masticate with your teeth, you actually have two ducts up here and four down here, and they secrete enzymes called amylase and lipase to break down your starches and your fats. And you chew your food really, really, really well until liquefied, and then it goes down into your stomach, and then the stomach shakes and bakes down there, and those enzymes continue to work and break down the fats and the starches in your stomach. Now, if you have protein that you're eating, you have things called pepsin and hydrochloric acid in the stomach, and that's going to work on those things. And they all work together, and then eventually you have good digestion, and then it goes, again, what we talked about, into the small intestine for absorption, right? That's what we want, and then good elimination. But if you don't chew your food well, you just engulf it and eat like Garfield, like I used to, like I was always on a run or working. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about it. I'm like, who cares? Just eat it and get it down. You know, hurry up. Got to get back to work, right? Well, you've skipped the first domino in digestion. And now you're going to have a lifetime of fermentation and gut rot, which means eventually you're going to be rotting out. The way I look at it, those little hair-like structures in your small intestine called villi, intestinal mm-hmm. villi, they move your food through you, and they also pull the nutrients through the intestinal lining into the blood. And if those things are gummed up with funk and gunk and junk and toxins and nasty stuff from a nasty diet, and it's all fermented all the time, you're going to destroy your gut and then you're going to age faster. Your skin's going to look like crap. You're going to look old. You're going to have arthritis, and then you're going to manifest disease. That's what's going to happen. You're going to end up with leaky gut syndrome, where you get these little microscopic holes in your digestive tract, and then undigested food particles and microbes get in there, and then they cause inflammation in your bloodstream. It's a systemic or internal inflammation, and then it screws up your thyroid, and again, headaches and cancer and heart disease and all these things stem from bad gut, which – so it's chewing your food. And guess what? Less than 4% of people are chewing their food adequately enough from the people that I've benchmarked. And I've been over 600 personal one-on-one clients.
I would have never in a million years guessed that chewing your food would have been on this list of four things. It just, I'm like what you said when you started off, like Garfield, right? What, you know, yeah, chew it. Enough so that you can swallow it, but it would never cross my mind. So that is fascinating that that is so important. Talk about a change that everybody can make without spending any money. Doesn't cost anything.
It's hard to remember though in the beginning. So what we do is we have people program their phone. I'll talk about that at the end.
Cool.
So now that you've chewed your food really well. Oh, and the last thing that's really cool is that when you chew your food, you have meridian points in your teeth. And when they hit a lot, guess what? You can up your serotonin or your happy juice by 500% by chewing well. So how many people would like to beat depression or taking depression medications? It's the number one selling pharmaceutical drug, right? So if you want to be happier, chew your freaking food. I mean, it's a big deal because you're stimulating those meridian points and creating more serotonin, which is your happy juice. Okay, so that's a big deal. Number three, core secret number three. Avoid liquids with meals. So once you've chewed all these food up really good and you've loaded it with all these enzymes to go down there and shake and bake and digest, if you drink even purified, restructured, beautiful water like I've got right here, and then you put that in there, you're going to go from digestion right back to fermentation because you're going to dilute those digestive enzymes, and then you're going to go right back to gut rot. Okay.
Okay.
30 minutes before we recommend for the average person to start, stop drinking liquids 30 minutes before. I'm talking everything. I'm talking water, beer, wine, apple juice, orange juice. It doesn't matter. You don't drink liquids with meals. That's what we were taught at that institute. And it makes sense. So stop a half an hour before and then wait at least an hour after you get done eating before you start drinking liquids again. Now, if you have like stage four something or you're an Olympic level athlete and you want to win a gold medal, then stop drinking liquids an hour before and wait 2 hours after. That would be the ultimate goal. But for usually baby steps, half hour and an hour to start. Okay.
Okay.
Guess how many percentage of people are doing that deal?
I would say zero.
2%. 2% of the people I benchmark are actually doing that.
Wow.
Now we go to the last core four secret. This is called breath work or breath exercises before you eat. Why is that important? Well, we live in a stressed out world. I mean, that's the reality. We have so many stresses even before COVID, right? We've got environmental stress, mm-hmm. from electromagnetic frequencies to pollution and noise and, you know, lights living in cities, and you're supposed to sleep when it's really pitch dark, and you know, all these things. And you've got stress in relationships. That's why around 70% of people end up in divorce. We've got stress in careers where 74% of people are going to jobs they do not like. And that's not good for your immune system or your stress levels. Driving in traffic, all this stuff. It's stressful, and bills and kids and accidents and things happen, right? So we are living in a constant state of stress. And when you sit down to eat, you may not know it, but you're in fight or flight mode. Most of us are in fight or flight mode while we're eating. The blood, as a protecting mechanism, will leave the organ systems and go out to the extremities in that mode, fight or flight, to fight or flight, to run or fight something. Like it's got like a lion's after you. You might not think a lion's after you, but it's a constant nagging lion, basically, that's after you. So by just simply breathing in through the nose, taking a deep breath like this, and then pausing at the top, count for a second, and then breathe out through the mouth. Very, just a nice, long, slow flow. I teach people to let it all go. All my coaching students, in the beginning of every session I have, we do breath work. Pause at the bottom with lungs completely empty. Wait for a second, and then back in through the nose. and then repeat. And then we teach people that at the top and the bottom on the second count, you hold it for 2 seconds, and the 2 seconds at the bottom on the third breath, 3 and 3, fourth breath, 4 and 4. And the goal would be to work your way up to 15, but it's tough because a lot of people can only make it to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 because it's like doing, you know, push-ups. And if you haven't done push-ups, maybe you can only do 4, 5, or 10 of them, mm-hmm. but you'll get better at it and you'll build up your lung capacity and you'll be able to drop your stress quickly. I take people in when I have like an event in a big, like Veg Fest, we have 20,000 people come through there. We have a booth and we have a show there, right? Mm-hmm. I'll take somebody who has major social anxiety, take them off to the side, hold their hand and walk them through some breath work. And they'll be on a scale of 1 to 10, 1, they're super mellow jello and 10, they're freaked out and they're, you know, they can't handle, they're wigged out of their mind completely. Right. I'll take them from an 8 to a 5 or a 4 in 2 minutes with breath work. It's massive. So by doing this breath work, you're able to bring the blood back into the organ systems and get back to digestion and assimilation of nutrients and not fermentation. It's massive. And it's also good. You can use this technique anytime for stress relief. It's so good. Now, the problem we run into is a lot of people are like, well, I'm out with my friends and you know, it's embarrassing to kind of do breath work in front of them. I'm like, okay. Who cares? Just do it anyway, or go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet for a couple minutes, calm down, then go eat your food, wash your hands. Right. Say, I'm going to go wash my hands. Find a way. Stop finding excuses to not be happy. Like, put yourself first. These things work. And we have people that like order products from us that listen to me on podcasts like this, and they'll call me and say, dude, I haven't even got your products yet, but I feel better already practicing these core 4 secrets. And it might take you some time. Now, the best way to get these things in place is to set reoccurring appointments and reminders on your phone and let your phone program you over the next 3 or 4 months where it's like, so for lunchtime, it'll say like, chew food, avoid liquids, you know, probiotics, enzymes, breath work. And then it just every day it's repeat, repeat, repeat. Same thing at dinner, except we don't do the probiotics twice a day, only once. So anyway, that's how we do it. So that's the core 4 secrets we teach.
Wow. I mean, that's sounds really easy, actually. I mean, we've got, I mean, it's not like you're not telling people you got to go to the gym 2 hours a day, every day for the rest of your life. I mean, these are some real minor modifications that people can make to their behavior and that you, which I have not done yet for the record, and I will start to incorporate them and then I'll be my own guinea pig and see how I feel. I think I feel pretty good right now. But I don't know. You don't really have the proper benchmark. So maybe I'll see how I feel now and then I'll go back. And obviously you're going to be back when we'll do this, you know, in a couple more months and it'll be like, I feel amazing. Woo! You know,
yeah,
I'll be ready
to rock. Really don't, Charlie, they really don't understand how good they can feel. You know, when you look at just the soil, I mean, this one's like the glaring issue is that 85% of the nutrients have been farmed out of our soils today. So even if you say, oh, I'm going to get all healthy and you go eat organic, that's great. But the food's still grown in 85% deficient soil. So if it ain't in the soil, it's not going to be in the plant or the animal that ate the plant, and you eat the plant or the animal and it ain't going to be in you. People are literally walking around on 15% octane. Now, if you had your choice when you go up to the gas pump, you got your truck or your car and you're like, do you want 89 octane? You want 90, 91 or 15? They're all about the same price. Yeah, give me the 15. That's what we're doing. And then the car's like, I mean, it'll sputter, it'll get you there. It might break down a little bit, and you got to take it to the shop a lot more, and you got to tune it. But you see what I'm saying? It's like most of us are doing this. And when I switched my diet to in the beginning, now I'm not telling people they have to do this, but I told you I was going to keep bacon, right? Well, yes. I read a book called The China Study, and then on the way back, on the plane flight back, and I was like, screw it, I'm just going to do the whole plant-based deal with Charles. So I did that for 8.5 years, solid plant-based, raw living foods. I became a raw living food chef and all this other things. But now I'll eat some meat from time to time, but it's very rare, right, because of bioaccumulation. But so I just tell people, eat a lot of plants. Quit being like carnivore diet versus vegan diet, and it's like right versus left and anti-vaccine versus pro-vaccine. It's like we are just watching these tennis balls going back, and we're dividing ourselves. Just just try to do things that work and make sense to you, and quit trying to, you know, because I became kind of a zealot about it in the beginning. Cause like, you have to do this and you have to eat all plants. And then I drove a lot of my friends away from me. Right. So now I don't care what anybody eats. I don't give a shit. I'm doing what I need to do. I will set an example for you. And if you like my example and it works for you, then that's great. But if it doesn't, do your own thing. You know, it's just that simple. And it's much easier that way.
All of us in the conspiracy world have gone through that at some point, where it's like, you've tried to lecture your friends, you've tried to do it, and then they just go, I'm not interested. And so what you've, mm-hmm. what you discover is, I'm just going to do my thing. And mm-hmm. if you are interested, you can come and ask me questions about it. If you say, God, what do you think about this whole riot situation? You're like, okay, good. I'm glad you asked, but yeah. I no longer go out and try and push it on people, because I found that it doesn't really work that well. But so we grow up in this, in the United States, at least, with this concept of the food pyramid. Judging from what you've been talking about already, we've got to be viewing our food incorrectly. And this food pyramid, maybe not the best guidepost for us.
Well, I know the easiest way to look at how the food delivery system and how the medical system is working in this country, and it's indisputable evidence, is that we spend $3.3 trillion on healthcare in this country, and Americans are the sickest human beings that have ever walked the face of the earth. So how's it working?
It's not working very well.
And we don't need government in between us and our local farmer, or between us and our garden, or between us and growing sprouts in our home. We don't need the government between us and our doctor, or us and our healthcare practitioner, or us and our colon hydrotherapist, or us and our chiropractor. They need to get the hell out of there. Like, and we just got to get back to nature. So again, for me, what works really good is the foods are great and everything. And I tried to get people changing their foods in the beginning, but what I found out was that's a little bit harder to do, because there's so much emotion attached to food.
Yeah.
And all these people that I've benchmarked in private coaching deals, I'd say over 60% of them have major, major childhood traumas. Like, mom and dad got divorced. It was high stress. Dad was an alcoholic. Mom was an alcoholic. Mom was a drug addict. Dad was on heroin. Dad threw me through a roof. Or off a roof, dad threw me through a window, dad threw me over a fence, mom brought home these guys that molested me when she was doing drugs. I mean, all of these stories, I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, I can't believe all the stuff that we go through as children. And then we grow up, and then we're trying to be happy adults, but we have all this baggage we're dragging around, whether we know it or not. And that baggage and that emotional baggage is always trying to come up so that you can heal. But when it comes up to deal with it, we use food as a dope and we push it back down. We eat the ice cream, eat the whole can of chicken like I used to do, or give me a chicken teriyaki bowl, extra chicken, you know, more protein for my muscles. And we eat pop and cake and ice cream and candy. And we just, it's a holiday. Drink, give me a beer. There's always an excuse to drink. I was always drinking beers and whiskey and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And where'd it get me? It got me in the hospital, scared, mm-hmm. right? But I was tough, right? I'm not tough. I couldn't run. Couldn't run around the track. I couldn't save anybody. You know, I couldn't. What if your house is on fire? Can you grab your wife, throw her over your shoulder, and grab your two kids with the other arm and sprint out of the house and save them? Or are you going to fall down over your fat gut and then trip and fall and hit your head and you're dead and they all die? You know what I mean? Because you can't even take care of yourself. So I'm always petitioning fathers to, if you want to, you know, we need fathers and we need you to lead. We need to get these families back together. And the best thing to do is to get your health in check, because if you have your health, I guarantee you, your career will get better. Your finances will get better. Your relationships will get better. Everything gets better because it's all connected to you, and all boats will rise when you lift up your health. Everything gets better.
Yeah. Well, the products that you, well, let's talk about what it is that you sell through Chemical Free Body. You have a ton of supplements. You have things for sale there. By the way, if people want to go, people are listening to this, Chemical Free Body, the promo code is macro. That will get you discounts. And I'm telling you, you got to check. Just go to the website. I'm not saying you have to buy something right away, but you have got to go and check it out, because there are so many supplements that you guys sell there that I had I had no idea about. And frankly, I actually thought you were very reasonably priced. I was expecting, you know, I was expecting for it to be a whole lot more expensive. So yeah. You found some way to manage this. I'm not really sure how, but talk about sure. What it is that you're selling, what it is you do through the marketplace.
Okay. So first off, so you can get credit for this, Charlie, it's chemicalfreebody.com/macro. That's where they need to go, chemicalfreebody.com/macro, and then use the macro code to get the 5% discount.
Okay, thank you.
So what we do, and before the supplements were an afterthought, okay, because what happened was, is I was sitting there, teaching classes twice a week, juicing and raw food prep classes and all this stuff, and teaching hospitals and churches and apartment complexes and people. So anybody, people would listen, I was teaching about detoxing, because it's all about detoxing, daily detoxing. And finally, this is kind of threw me for a loop, but my little brother got killed in a mountain biking accident. And I was a financial advisor at the time, still teaching these classes like crazy and health stuff, not making any money doing it. I was just doing it because I loved it. And I love sharing with, like, I was all messed up and now I'm not. My friend healed himself with cancer and you got to do this. And so I'm doing these classes and all these things. And then my little brother gets killed. And for 6 months, I was just distraught. I didn't know what to do. I was punching my bed all the time. I was smart enough not to hit the walls and crying. And then finally I said, Troy, what do you want me to do? And he said, do what you love and do it now. And I heard it clear as a bell. And I picked up my phone and I called up my mentor in the financial services industry and said, Jeff, I'm getting out of the business. I'm out. And he's like, what do you mean you're out? I said, I'm out. And he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to go help people with their health. He's like, how are you going to make money? I'm like, I have no idea, but I can't do this any longer. My brother's dead. And that was the first time somebody younger than me and my family died. And I realized that my life is like very delicate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very delicate. Cause I've done a lot crazier shit than he was doing riding that mountain bike. Right. And I'm still here. In fact, there's been a few close calls that I'm lucky I'm here for a lot of reasons. So I'm like, I'm going to do what I love. And that's it. I was out. And it took me about 6 months to transition all my clients back over to Jeff and all that stuff. And I was supposed to inherit like a multi-million dollar. I was going to take over operations of his company, which would have been this year. This would have been the year 10 years later. I'd have been full owner. And but it doesn't even excite me. I'd rather tell people about how to grow sprouts or how green juices change your life than, you know, right. how to invest and do things with your IRA and reduce taxes and all these things. So I got off on a tangent there. So I started coaching people and then for free because I didn't know what to do. And then I hired a coach and then he said, you just got to start charging people. And I charged $97 a month and it's went up a lot since then. And I was just coaching people and then I got them detoxing. And so I started doing all this research on these different supplements and I find these products and I'm like, okay, this is it. They need this to clean their gut. And they need this to purify their blood. And this is the greens. So they can do a juice because most people won't juice twice a day. It's too hard and difficult and expensive. And I got to clean the damn juicer. And these are the probiotics and here's the enzymes. And okay, I got my kit. And then I would tell people about it. And then these freaking companies would change the ingredients or they would be bought out by Nestle and they put synthetics in and they wouldn't even tell you. You wouldn't even know on the label. So you had to be a NASA, like Sherlock Holmes scientist to figure this stuff out. And a lot of stuff I didn't know until I met my formulator, Dr. Scott Treadway, 37 years veteran formulator for 17 top nutritional companies around the world. And he has his own lab and everything. And the dude's 70 something and his skin looks like he's 35. Right. Wow. So he's walking it, talking it, living it, breathing it. And he understands naturally occurring ingredients only. He does not believe in synthetics at all. So him and I were just like, we hit it off. He's become my mentor. We're like brothers. I love the guy. I freaking love him. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have where I'm at today. So we eventually started our own line out of frustration. It was only little small batches for me and my private coaching students. And just recently, you know, over the last 5.5 years of doing this, we just kept adding one product after another. Now we've got 8 and it just is kind of grown. And then with the podcast recently getting on it, it's went crazy actually. And yeah. People are getting results and we're getting emails and testimonies coming in. Like we've been getting that for years, but now it's just, we're getting flooded with them. So it's really cool.
So you guys are certified organic, gluten-free, GMO-free, soy-free, dairy-free, and plant-based.
Yeah, and more importantly, all of our products have on a label on there that really means something. It's called NOSG, which is Naturally Occurring Standards Group. And what that means is that everything that's in the can naturally occurs in nature. Okay. Period. I can't say names because I don't want to get sued. But if you go to some, you know, Whole Wallet Foods and you go on their store shelves, there's some big name brands that take up a lot of shelf space there, and they're organic and natural, supposedly. But what they do is they take a yeast, which is considered natural, and they force feed it a synthetic. And somehow when the yeast eats the synthetic, it's now the synthetic's not a synthetic anymore. And so there's good stuff in the formula, but then they also spike it with toxins because it's cheaper, right? And I don't want to get into all of it today, but it's not cool. I don't like it. I don't like, it feels like underhanded to me. It's not morally correct. It says something on the label, it should be in there. It should be, I'm from nature. So that's all I want to put in my body. That's the bottom line. So our product line is very simple. With those core four secrets, we get people to take our gut detox and our toxin detox as a daily insurance policies to gently start removing toxins and toxic, cleaning up the gut digestive tract, which is like the driving engine of your life, that digestive tract, and cleaning up the blood, the fat, and the muscle tissue and the brain of toxins. The greens, what this one does is it replaces the 85% of nutrition missing in the soil. That's what we call it, Green 85. Do this a couple times a day. The probiotics, spore-based probiotics, do not die in the stomach acid like most probiotics, and they have the prebiotics in it to feed them. That recolonizes the gut bacteria, builds that back up, which is good for memory and immune function, and also for absorption of nutrients and elimination. And then we have these really super powerful digestive enzymes and mineral formula to help, and that those minerals actually boost the digestive enzyme formula. It's really strong. And you take them with a meal and it liquefies your food, because most people's digestive tracts, we learn, have atrophied. And here's why. When you eat cooked food, okay, that's not what you're supposed to eat. Every creature on this planet eats a 100% raw and living food diet, except for humans. We're the only creatures that cook our food. And when you cook the food, you bastardize the food, or you change the, it coagulates like proteins. Max Planck Institute out of Germany showed us that when you just cook meat, 50% of it's unusable because it's coagulated just right from there, from the cooking, right? Mm. And what happens is it's really interesting. There was this doctor back in the 20s. He almost won the Nobel Prize. And he said that there was this, when you eat food, it created a state called digestive leukocytosis. Well, what is that? Well, leukocytes, or white blood cells, would increase, you know, 200 to 500%. And they thought this was a normal part of digestion. But what they found out was, is that when people ate foods that were uncooked, there was virtually no digestive leukocytosis. So what was the big deal with this? Well, if your immune system, which is like the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force, and the Marines are the white blood cells, and you eat a cooked food meal, and the white blood cells are like, oh shit, we got to deal with an invader. That's the cooked, unrecognizable food. It goes in there to chisel it out and get rid of it, right? Then what's the white blood cells not doing? It's not dealing with the cancer. It's not dealing with the arthritis. It's not dealing with the fibromyalgia. It's not dealing with the MS, the headaches, the Hashimoto's, the Graves' disease, whatever you might be dealing with, right? So you basically lowered your immune system every time you eat food that's cooked. And that was the big shocker for me. I was like, oh my God. So the goal is to get to 51% of your food by weight is uncooked, unprocessed, and raw. And you kind of eliminate a lot of that immune drag down from all these heavy cooked foods. Now, the other thing is, like, when you take fiber and stuff like that and cook it, you're basically taking, well, let's look at it this way. When you eat raw, uncooked living foods, it'd be like doing bench press with 225 pounds. There's some weight there. There's resistance. That good fiber, that natural fiber, that's the resistance that's going to help building your stomach action, that gut action. It's called peristaltic action. That's going to build that. And you're going to be strong. Now, if you cook it, it's like you're all of a sudden, instead of lifting 225 pounds, you're lifting a broomstick. There's no resistance there. You're not going to really build that much muscle in your chest. And that's what's happened to most of us. Even if you look good on the outside, your stomach is atrophied. That gut action or peristaltic action is not working very well. So we have to rehabilitate that. So by adding in raw foods, this is why it's very important to do two things. Chew your food really, 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 really well, and take digestive enzymes over a period of 2 to 3 years until your gut has rehabilitated itself. This is what they taught us at the Institute. And after 2 or 3 years, you don't need to take those enzymes anymore. I still take more of them now because they're also very inexpensive anti-aging formula. So you do that and you can rebuild your gut. And that's going to help you with digestion and elimination. And you're going to look younger and feel younger and build up your immune system. So it's a system and it needs to be rebuilt. So it has atrophied.
So that's fascinating. The last, I don't know, 10 years or so has been a big push to be, you hear gluten-free everywhere. I got to confess, before this whole gluten-free thing started, I'd never even heard of gluten. What is it? Why is it bad for us? And why is it not in your products?
Okay, so gluten typically comes from, most people know it as coming from wheat, also come from barley and stuff like this, some of these grains. And the problem with wheat is what you were talking about earlier. A lot of it's genetically modified, right? Mm-hmm. It's been jacked around with in a laboratory, and a lot of it's sprayed with pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. But talking about gluten is like, if you take, let me give you an example. Like if you took wheat seed and I handed it to you in its hard dormant form, it looks like seed, right? It's hard as a rock. And I give it to you and you were silly enough to put it in your mouth and try to chew it and eat it. What's going to happen? Well, you might crack a tooth, but if you don't crack your teeth, then what's going to happen is you'll swallow it. And when it comes out the rear, it's going to look just like it was in your mouth because you can't do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. Right. So, but what they do though, is they take that form that your body could not digest. We just proved it. You just ate hard red winter wheat or hard spring wheat. It won't digest. You just poop it out. They grind it in its dormant state into a powder. They add water, salt, sugar, yeast, and who knows what else. And they make this dough and they cook it at high temperatures. And then they give it to you to eat. It's called bread. Okay. Or pasta. Right. And that has gluten in it because that gluten is naturally inherent in this grain. All right. That gluten, think of it as glue. Gluten is glue to the gut. It glues your gut shut and you don't want that. So that's the problem. But why do they do this? Because when you take wheat like that, it's 3 times more profitable to sell it. And it's very good because when you eat bread, it converts to sugar right in your mouth. And we love it. And I know because I grew up on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and I had like 3 a day. No. So I love that stuff. Now, here's the deal. If you can find hard red winter wheat that's non-GMO, hasn't been hybrid, which is what we use for our wheatgrass. As soon as that wheat grain has been soaked in water for 6 hours or 8 hours overnight or whatever, those glutens convert to a simple sugar and there's no gluten in there anymore. It's gluten-free. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just needs to be converted. So even some people with celiac disease, they're highly sensitive. Mm-hmm. That's why they can go to Hippocrates Health Institute and have wheatgrass shots because the seed soaked in water releases the natural insecticides or protectants. The glutens convert to a simple sugar. It becomes on average 8 times more digestible. The nutrition goes up 100 to 800%. You could actually eat the seed in its dormant state and it becomes soft and malleable. And you can actually, homogenize that and make patties. That's the old breads. They would soak seeds and then mash them up and then add herbs and other things and veggies to them and smash them up, put them on patties, and they would set them out in the sun to dry and they would eat, indigenous people eat that for subsistence. Mm-hmm. That's how you really make bread, not the way it's made today. So by doing this, just soaking process, the glutens convert to a simple sugar and there's no gluten. But what I will say is there are some people that are super duper sensitive. And even if you're gluten intolerant or have celiacs, a very rare small percentage of people can't have any wheatgrass or wheat at all. Mm. But for most people, as soon as it's been soaked, it's fine.
So you've got we've got this new thing that we're hearing a lot about over the last year, the plant-based meat, like the Impossible Burger. Or the Impossible Whopper from Burger King. And then you go, oh, well, that's great. It sounds plant-based. It's got to be better for us, right? But then you realize that, or the study comes out and shows that it has 18 million times more estrogen in the Impossible Whopper than the regular Whopper. What is the catch with this plant-based push? Is there a way to do it? Like you have it in your products. which are healthy. How do you do it? What are they doing wrong where there's that much estrogen in it? Is this some sort of, maybe you can't speculate on this, but it seems to me like there's a push to, you know, kind of pussify everybody in this country. And the when you see a study that shows 18 million times more estrogen in one of these Impossible Whoppers than the traditional one, that to me doesn't seem like an accident. That seems like there is a systemic problem with that.
We don't even need to debate this. I mean, it's just, again, common sense. Like, we have got to get back to nature and natural things. People forget, it's like, if eating your food should be as simple as this. You walk outside, you pick it, and you eat it. That is where we need to get to. When you go into a laboratory, now I see what's going on. I'm sure there's some really good hearted people behind some of this stuff. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there is. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. But when you are trying to like make laboratory meat, and they'll tell you, it's like, hey, look, because people are like, how the hell, if we stop eating meat, how are we going to feed everybody? Well, 70% of all the grain and the plant production that goes to feed those animals would then go to us. So we have all the food we need. Okay. We just got to stop feeding the animals. And the people making these plant-based meats are saying that. They're actually coming out and saying that because it's part of their business now. They're trying to fill a niche because meat's not working anymore because of the tremendous amount of hormones that are injected into the animals and the steroids and the antibiotics. 70% of the antibiotics that are made by pharmaceutical companies are injected in the animals we're eating. That's why when people go into the hospital and they get a bacterial infection, the penicillins and the things don't work because we've already built up a natural resistance to it because we've been eating it our whole life. Mm-hmm. And then you got the nitrates and the nitrites, which are injected into the meats, because people don't know this, but if you go into a grocery store and if it didn't have nitrates and nitrites, probably about 30 to 40% of the meat would be gray.
Mm.
But it's not. They color it with these things that keep them red looking. Right? So you want to eat a big chunk of gray meat?
Not really.
Probably not the most appetizing thing, but most people are and they don't even know it because they're being duped. Okay, that's the reality of it. So people are starting to figure this stuff out. They're watching documentaries like Food Inc. and they're getting scared. They're like, shit, I ain't eating meat anymore. That stuff's nasty. Okay, it's nasty. These animal husbandry places where they're growing them, where the animals are growing, you know, cows as an example, 6 to 8 inches of feces and urine. And that's where the E. coli and the salmonella is getting all bred and all these nasty things. That's why people are getting sick. Look at the sanctuary cities. Everybody's living in tents and they're pissing and crapping all over the street and needles, and infectious diseases are starting to go back up. It's poor sanitary conditions that are causing it. And there's nothing more worse, poor sanitary conditions than where most of us are getting our food. Think about that. The most nastiest places ever. And that's where our food's being grown. It's disgusting. And then, you know, and then, so that all is coming out now. And that's where there's a big push for this plant-based meat, because people got to have their meat, but there's a price to pay for that. And again, you're going to pay with your health. So I recommend, if you want something that's like meat, then, you know, things that are heavy, mushrooms, avocados, sweet potatoes, yams. You can actually take non-GMO rye and soak it. There's a company called, what's it called? There's a bread. It's 100% sprouted rye kernels and filtered water. It's called Manna Bread, M-A-N-N-A. It comes frozen. You got to find it in the frozen section, not the one with the bananas in it or the figs in it, just the plain rye one. You can take that and thaw it out and mix it in with some smoked paprika, some chili powder, some garlic powder, a lot of onion powder, chop up some veggies, maybe some red peppers and a little bit of onions, and mash that around and form it into patties. It looks exactly like a hamburger, right? Huh. If you wanted to grill it a little bit, you could, or you could just put on your bun raw and eat it, and it'll fill you up and it's delicious, right? So there's always an alternative. There's always a way, right? But people just don't know. And, you know, like me, I didn't know any of this stuff 10 years ago. I didn't know anything about health. That's where I was messed up.
Well, and now let's wrap it up with this. You've got individual coaching. So if people are not getting this, or if there's somebody that needs their hand held to, as they manage themselves through this transformation process that they're about to embark in, or maybe they just know themselves well enough to know that they need a trainer or somebody telling them what to do, you're available for that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have myself and I have some coaches. So if somebody wants to get coaching, they just go to chemicalfreebody.com /macro and they click on the coaching tab and they book a free consult if they want a one-on-one consult. We do $197 value. It's 30 minutes. Myself or one of our coaches will sit down with you. We'll go through your whole health history, put a map together for you, and then we'll talk about private coaching. And then we have another deal where I started private group coaching. So some people, a lot of people can't afford, honestly, the private one-on-one stuff, and I get it. And, but for me, I started the group coaching, because this lady, she's like, I want you to coach me. She's like, I started taking your products and I haven't felt this good. She's like, I've been to all these doctors and my husband's telling me like the doctor said, you're fine. She's like, I'm not fine. She don't understand. I'm not fine. And she heard us on the podcast. She got on the product. She started doing the daily detox, taking the toxin detox, the probiotics, the gut detox and the greens and all that stuff. And she's like, got it. She was all excited. She's feeling better. Energy's up. And she did a coaching call with me and she's like, yeah, I can't afford that. She's like, but I really want you to coach me. She goes, do you have group coaching? I was like, oh no, I don't do that. Cause I'm not super technical guy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, why not? And then she was almost upset. And I was like, well, I don't know how to do it. I'm like, I just haven't set it up. I don't know. She's like, well, if you set it up, I'll be your first client. So I said, well, what would you pay for that? She said, I don't know, $200-$300 a month. I was like, okay. So we set it up for $197 a month. And right now we're in pre-launch. So the first 300 people can get in for $37 and be grandfathered in for $37 a month. Pretty good. And every week I go live and people just come online and ask questions. And we do daily posts in there and inspirational stuff. And they also have access to all my manuals and guides and class notes and all that kind of stuff. So it's a really cool group. Sam Tripoli's in it. Hopefully you'll get in there.
Yeah, okay.
And it's working. So now I can help a lot more people in a group format than I ever could. So if she's listening, thank you so much for getting me to start the group coaching because it's impacting a lot of people and it's really awesome. So I'm glad we have that and a lot more affordable too. Way more.
Well, frankly, there's not much that's more valuable than your own health, right? You're taking care of your family. Obviously things like that are going to be priorities, but your health has to be up there. We lose sight of that. We get busy. We make excuses. There's a million reasons why things can, I'm just going to swing through McDonald's real fast because I don't have a lot of time, but it's all nonsense. It's all excuses. And then when we prioritize this and God knows that I spend a portion of my day complaining about all the George Soroses and Bill Gates of the world trying to take us down and everything. But, if I'm really honest about things, some of this stuff is self-inflicted. Some of these problems that we bring on that we're facing in this world are self-inflicted. And we have the ability to take care of our health. If we don't have our health, we've got nothing. We can't help anybody else. We can't help our family and kids. And we have to set a perfect example. And I think that if people want to check out Chemical Free Body, just check it out. I'm not saying you have to go buy anything. Just take a look and see what is available there. I think you'll be surprised. The group coaching sessions sounds like a really affordable way for people to get involved in this. And we need it. So,
yeah.
Tim, wrap it up and tell us where people can find you, where they can get your podcast, where they can reach out to you if they have questions.
Sure. Sure. So yeah, my podcast is called The Health Hero Show. So Health Hero Show. And it's on all major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud. And it's also on our website at chemicalfreebody.com. And, they can also shoot us an email at info@chemicalfreebody.com if they want to. That's also in the contact page. I guess the one thing I would say about the products is that I'm a complete fanatic about this stuff. People have no idea. It's like, I'm a nerd when it comes to health and being like really into this stuff. So all of our ingredients are sourced ethically. There's no slave labor. We're really proud of that. I get the highest concentrations. Like if I wanted to, I could just throw up ground up wheatgrass blades in here. But we don't. You can buy 4-to-1 concentrate of the juice, 6-to-1, 10-to-1, 20-to-1, whatever the highest concentrations are available at the time from the best supplier. That's what we put in our products. All of these ingredients are air dried or sun dried under 110 degrees to make sure the enzymes are intact. We literally have life force in our stuff. And we can measure this with what's called Kirlian photography, where you can actually see the aura from anything like a human being or a plant or any of that stuff. So that's why I have people that are like, you know, Reiki masters and stuff like that are really in tune. They'll come up at a show and we're always handing out little things of Green 85 to try. And they'll just be going along. And it's usually a bunch of junk garbage they're selling at these plant-based places. And they're like, they take a drink and they're like, whoa, what's in this stuff? And then they look at it and like, I'll take six. And then my helpers are like, what's going on? And like, he's like, I could feel it instantly because they're very in tune because you're actually transferring electrical energy. That's what enzymes are. Enzymes are like, I don't know how you'd say it. It's like the shell of an almond and inside of the almond is the electric. So enzymes carry electric and these are very enzyme rich foods because we take that extra time. And so I even tell people, like, if you're going to make smoothies, make your smoothie first and then put the Green 85 in last and lightly feathered, even better, put in a glass jar and shake it up because we don't want you to kill the enzymes. We work so hard to deliver to your front doorstep and get it into your kitchen, into your life. So that's just really important to me for people to know that I am a complete fanatic about this stuff. And if I ever sell to Nestle, then don't buy our stuff anymore because it's going to be corrupted. Until then, you're good to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your vitamins, get your vitamins. We got them for sale here.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be careful too. And the last thing I'd say about that is that it's not just what's in the product. You have to look at the other ingredients and you'll see on ours in red, it says no magnesium stearate, no silicon dioxide, and no dicalcium phosphate. Go check your supplement labels today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this. And I think you're going to be in for at least you'll know something now. No magnesium stearate, no silicon dioxide, no dicalcium phosphate. Silicon dioxide is a level 3 toxin on the EPA's toxin list, Charlie, yet it's okay to put in most supplements. Silica is another one. The rock or sand version of silica is used as a flow agent so encapsulation machines won't get caked up. It's in a lot of supplements, right? Mm. And that's going to cause arthritis, hardening of arteries, gallstones, and kidney stones. But it's okay to put in your supplements. You know, it's just, to me, this stuff is insane. And I want to lead the charge. And I just put it on my website today on the homepage. We dare you to check our labels. We dare you because it's important what's in there, you know? So, and today more than ever, you're buying from a person behind the company. It's, you get into these big corporations, they don't care anymore. They just don't care. So anyway, proof's in the pudding. We have a double your money back guarantee. If it doesn't work, I'll refund your money. No questions asked. And we've had, I don't know, thousands of clients and maybe 6 returns. So that's pretty good.
Take that, Alex Jones.
That's he's right.
He's Tim James. He's the best. Check him out. chemicalfreebody.com/macro. If you want to get the discount, I appreciate you, Tim. Thanks so much for stopping by with us.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Charlie. Look forward to doing it again.